WWIB, 30 degrees, some frost on the windshield, 5:45. Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Neuropsychologist Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
I was a little hesitant, do I say doctor or not, so I just left that out. So
that's fine. Either way, it's fine.
All right.
I don't usually introduce myself to patients as Dr. Kanz, so.
It's kind of a cool title, but, you know.
It
sounds like, you know, it's an impressive credential.
You know, after I got my doctorate, I thought, you know, no one will ever be able to take this away from me.
Yeah.
You know, even if things go poorly in life, mm-hmm. I will always be a doctor.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And how have things gone in life?
Most of the time, I think fairly well. I have a wife that I love and kids that I love and a granddaughter I love. And
yeah.
I have meals. I don't have to worry about finding my next meal. So
those are good things.
Yeah.
Speaking of meals, good lead-in, and you didn't even know it.
I did.
Because I featured a lot of different things on Chippewa Valley this week, this past Sunday, one of which was there is a month-long fundraiser for Operation Christmas Child at the French Press. And we've eaten there together before, but not a lot lately, right?
Not lately, no.
Not lately.
It's been a while since you and I were there.
And so it turns out that Chris Schnack from the French Press, she's got a podcast with Scott Montezano's podcast organization. Anyhow, she talks about it's the Wild Rice Bowl, and she talks about what's in that.
Hopefully it'll get cold enough that you'll crave this because it's just been so warm. But we've got some wild rice cooked up with some mushrooms, onions, some Italian sausage. We put that in our little skillet. We top it with some Swiss cheese, 2 eggs cooked to your choice, and then some hollandaise sauce and Cajun seasoning.
So there you go. You get that, and the proceeds from that all month long going to benefit sending shoeboxes for Operation Christmas Child. How about that?
Man, that sounds fantastic to me.
That did sound good, didn't it?
Yeah. That sounds really good. My wife does not like wild rice, but I am a fan. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think during the pandemic, that was one of my go-tos. Like 7 straight Saturdays, I would make wild rice soup and and then also listen to like a Larry Crabb teaching. So that was kind of cool.
Man, that's like comfort right there.
I know.
All the way around.
What was your comfort? I felt like I had a couple of comfort foods leading up to the election. What were yours?
You know, I think for me, what I always go back to is oatmeal. You know, most of my life growing up, I would have said oatmeal was one of the worst things in the world unless it was in cookies. But, you know,
with raisins, by the way.
But it's just something that I find is hearty and for me at this point is just a bowl of goodness. So,
yeah,
been starting to do overnight oats, which is a different approach.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's popular. That's popular to do that.
Yep.
All this stuff you're doing that's good for you. You know, mine was graham crackers and milk, not like Golden Grahams, but just getting graham crackers, break them up, pour the milk on. It's something I remember my dad did.
Huh.
And so there's kind of a tie-in to him. And then, I don't know, there's just something about that. I've done it so much that I'm getting a little weary of it, but it's still kind of the lasting comfort continuing. So.
Yeah, Heather likes something similar. Hers is graham crackers and frosting. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that from childhood, too. All right, we've got Matthew 26, 3-5 today.
And that says, at the same time, the leading priests and elders were meeting at the residence of Caiaphas, the high priest, plotting how to capture Jesus secretly and kill him, but not during the Passover celebration. They agreed, or the people may riot.
In Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those three verses this way. While Jesus was telling his disciples what would happen, the Jewish high council was plotting against him in the high priest's palace. They worked together to develop a plan to arrest and kill my son, but they wanted to do it quietly because they didn't want to stir up the people. Throughout the generations, religious leaders have often dealt quietly, though aggressively, with those they consider threatening to the religious establishment. Religious leaders may rarely kill those who do not fall in line anymore, but they destroy their spirit and cripple their love for me. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, I think those backroom sort of discussions, you know, I think those happen on a local level, they happen on a national
mm-hmm.
level. You know, it seems so opposite the freedom that comes with true Christianity, and it just feels devious to me. And you know, but I think they do it because it works, right? And so,
yeah. There we go. Yeah. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay. Our buddy Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day, WWIB.
Well, this is very interesting what our facial expressions actually reveal, because we hear about what it takes more muscles to frown than to smile. Think about that. But I don't know that I've ever really looked into all the different muscles and things like that that are in the face and how complex this actually is.
Yeah, study tells us more about facial expressions than ever before.
While the human face can combine different muscles and different ways to express itself in 16,384 unique ways. Wow, they're going to have to add to the emojis. They can all be grouped into one of 35 variations of emotions.
Yeah, roughly half of these, 17 to be exact, are expressions of happiness.
Humans are able to correctly determine other people's emotions about 75% of the time simply by observing blood flow changes around the nose, eyebrows, cheeks, and chin.
You know, that's fascinating. It takes me to something I heard that really blew me away sometime back where, you know, it's not the words you say, it's just everything else.
Right.
That people can tell what you're thinking, how you're feeling, you know, and it's like less than 10% is the actual words.
This just blows me away, though, that over 16,000 unique facial expressions, even though you can kind of group them into.
That is crazy.
Over 16,000. Incredible.
Yeah. There you go. On the Wib Wake Up Show, your facial expressions reveal more than you know. And that's why texting and emailing is so confusing, right? You don't have any of that to deal with.
It is time for Tuesday Trivia here on the Wib Wake Up Show, WWIB. Great to have you with us. Caleb and Halvo, 715-723-2555, the number to dial to give this a guess. Our prize package for you, Christmas-themed. How about two movie tickets, courtesy of Micon Cinemas, to the best Christmas pageant ever? Hearing rave reviews about that from people who've seen it, from critics alike. The best Christmas pageant ever. You can see that at Micon Cinemas. And also, we have a Best Christmas Pageant Ever t-shirt for you. You probably saw these on our social media. It's red. It has, if you know the story, again, the original book from 1972 has an outline of the angel Gladys. And she's saying, hey. And then on the back, it says, unto you a child is born. So pretty cool. Great witness to that shirt as well. So we'll give you a t-shirt and two tickets to the movie if you can solve this. And you're saying, Caleb, just get to the question. 715-723-2555. The question is as follows. 20% of us are afraid of this or these. I'm going to leave it out there. 20% of us are afraid of this or these. What is it? 715-723-2555. 20% of us afraid of what?
All right, to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry, quick to the draw. Hi, go ahead. What's your guess?
Mice.
Ah. You know, a lot of people could identify with that.
But again, is that what we're looking for? That's not what we're looking for.
Maybe it's higher than 20%.
Yeah.
715-723-2555. 20% of us afraid of what? 715-723-2555 for two tickets to the best Christmas pageant ever showing at Micon Cinemas.
What are we afraid of? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hi, Dale.
What do you think?
Snakes.
Is it snakes?
I saw a show that ended the other night with a snake, and I thought of somebody in the room here. But is that it? That's not it. No.
20% of us afraid of what? Afraid of this, afraid of these, afraid of what? 20% of us afraid of what? 2 in 10.
And again, it could be more on some of those, but again, what are we looking for? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Piper from Kennan.
Hi, Piper. Good to hear from you.
What do you think?
Is it chickens?
Is it chickens?
Ah, yeah, the fear of chickens.
Is that called agoraphobia? I feel like it might be.
All right. It's not it, though.
No, that's not. That's the wrong fear. Never mind.
What is agoraphobia?
An anxiety disorder that causes an intense fear of being in places where escape is difficult or help is unavailable. So I think it's like crowded rooms and stuff, elevators and such. So that's free, you know, just extra info here in the Wib-Wake-Up.
Too, is tight spaces. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer again.
Hi, Sherry. Second try.
I'm going to say dying.
Fear of dying. Oh, yeah, I would think a lot of people. And then you get that whole public speaking thing. Is that it? No, it's not it.
No, it's not. And also, if inquiring minds want to know, electrophobia is the fear of chickens or hens.
Ah,
electrophobia.
Wow. Very good. Crack Research Department. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Wendy from Chippewa.
Hey, Wendy. Turn down the radio.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
What do you think?
Spiders.
Is it spiders?
Fear of spiders. Sorry.
A lot of folks going with animal guesses. 20% of us afraid of this, afraid of these, afraid of what? For two tickets to the Best Christmas Pageant Ever and a Best Christmas Pageant Ever t-shirt.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Roxy from Ojibwa.
Hey, Roxy.
Is it clowns?
Is it clowns?
Clowns, yeah. Huh. Could that be it? That's not it. She goes away from the animal. All right, three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jackson from Kenan.
Hey, Jackson.
What about dentists?
What about dentists?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fear of dentists, dental visits.
We could fire the up the drill makes. Sound now, yeah. And it would send terror into us. That's not it.
Thank you, Jackson. Good to hear from Kenan again. 715-723-2555. Two more guesses, then we'll have to push this off past 8:45 because we have a guest at 8:15.
Yeah, hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mary from Kedai.
Mary, did you know? What did you know? What do you know here?
Birds.
Birds.
Is it birds?
Just kind of general.
Broad category.
Birds guess. Alfred Hitchcock movie title. That's not it.
20% of us afraid of this, afraid of these, afraid of what? 20% of us afraid of what? Final guess here.
Yeah, last one here before
is
8 o'clock.
Tristan. This is Tristan from Osseo.
All right, Tristan.
I'm going to say water.
Is it water?
Ah, the fear of water. Huh. That would be a little unexpected. Could that be it? That is not it. Sorry.
But thank you, Tristan. Good to hear from Osseo and aquaphobia again. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm just looking up phobias here on Google. That's the fear of water.
It's like class is in session.
Indeed. Well, we're looking forward to this conversation here. Brian Sullivan, head of school with Venture Academy, joins us. Good morning, Brian. Great to have you on the air here on WWIB.
Well, thank you, Caleb. Good morning to you and your listeners. And let me also reiterate what you just shared. Thank you to all the veterans. Yesterday, we had a special Veterans Day chapel. You know, we had Congressman Jesse James who did chapel. And then we had an honor guard come and from the local veterans. We honored all. We had a little kind of brunch after chapel for all of our parents and veterans. So it was a great day to honor those who have served our country so selflessly.
And Brian, I know we had Venture Academy on the air. People probably heard your advertising for several months earlier in the year. And that was before the school year started. And again, this concept of bringing something new to the Chippewa Valley, your unique approach to educating children, to involving families in this process. And I thought it would just be really interesting to have you on the air this morning and kind of say, well, what's that been looking like now that you, by the blessing of God, have children at the school, have students at the school, and can actually see this in action?
Yeah, it's very humbling, Caleb. I mean, you think about all the work, preparation that went into it, our first day of school, in late August was the culmination of 3 years of hard work and sacrificial giving and a lot of prayer. And we welcome, 108 students, K through sixth grade. And that is just really just very awesome in the sense of we really, we had no proof of concept. And so we had a promise. We had a commitment to our students and to our parents and to the community, and people joined us. They took a step of faith, those founding families, if you will. And we opened school, ton of energy, ton of momentum, and really have been warmly embraced by the community at large. We're probably conducting 3 to 4 tours a week of, people that are just curious about Venture, want to come in and see it and experience it firsthand. Donors that really want to invest in something that's forward-looking, future-oriented. We already have 58 students on our wait list for next year, which is just amazing. We haven't even, finalized our tuition level. And so, day-to-day operations, really an incredibly smooth start. The old adage in education is, start right and the year follows. And that has definitely been the case. We implemented our new schedule, which is a parallel scheduling model. All literacy, which is in essence is reading and math, are happening at the same time, K through sixth grade. So students can move laterally. They can move vertically, which allows for a lot of personalization and customization of learning.
Neat.
Every student-teacher ratio is about 1 to 17.
What's
and
your,
then actually,
Yeah, Brian, Mark Halverson from the Wake Up Show, too. I'm just curious, like, looking ahead to next year, you're 108 students now, K through 6. So will you still be K through 6, or will you be expanding to another grade? And what's kind of the top number you're looking for? 58 on the waiting list already. Even if people are listening to this, they might want to say, well, it's shorter than the Packer waiting list for season tickets, so...
Yeah, there'll be a lottery eventually to get into that. No, I'm teasing. But, you know, thank you, Mark. Yeah, I think, you know, we right now, you know, we're going to open, our plan is to open seventh grade next year. So any family that enrolled with us will always have a place at Venture. So fall of 25, we'll open seventh grade. Fall of 26, we'll open eighth grade. Fall of 27, we'll have our new building done, 64,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility on 50 acres of land adjacent to the Jacob's Well Church. The congregation voted and gave us that land, so it's a tremendous gift to the school. You know, the school is a 501c3. It's an independent Christian school for the community. It's not a Jacob's Well school. But and so that 4th through 12th grade will be in that building, and then K-3 will continue in our current facility, and that'll allow the school to grow to 600 students. So goal next year is 200 students. The year following, probably 300, you know, 275 to 300. We open that new building, now we can grow all the way to 600 students.
That's wonderful. And again, to see the blessing of God all over this, again, yeah. VentureAcademy.org. And I know we got to let you go here, Brian, but just real briefly, what's something that you as head of school have heard from a family, maybe from a parent, a mom or dad or both? Maybe just one thing real quick in half a minute here that you've heard where you say, man, this is why we do this, why this school began, why we started Venture Academy.
Yeah, I had a student the other day tell me that he feels God. He feels the presence of God in our school. And that, I mean, that made my month. I mean, it was just like, yes, we want, I might be head of school, but the Lord is superintendent. And we invite his power and presence to inhabit our campus every day. And that just blessed me, ministered to me personally.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that is powerful for sure.
Brian Sullivan, head of school, Venture Academy, VentureAcademy.org. Brian, great to get caught up with you, and we'll do it again soon.
Hey, thank you, Caleb. Thank you, Mark. You have a great day, and to all your listeners, thank you so much for your prayers and passionate support of Venture.
Very good. Thank you, Brian. Brian Sullivan there from Venture Academy. Learn more at VentureAcademy.org. Caleb, we've been talking about the best Christmas pageant ever, and you saw it already, right?
Yeah. My family and I were able to see kind of a preview of it and just loved it. I mean, I probably mentioned on the air the other day, Cooper was saying, hey, can we watch that again? I said, yeah, buddy. And so maybe not quite in the pantheon of Christmas classics, but I think ascending rapidly. It was very well done.
No, it's great. I heard you say the Rotten Tomatoes rating has been outstanding. And I mentioned because a family favorite of movies since 1987 has been The Princess Bride. And so Wallace Shawn, the actor, who also his voice is in Toy Story, he is 81 today.
Really?
He plays Vicini. And I think the reaction of a lot of people is...
Inconceivable!
It's back. Tuesday trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We tried an hour ago and didn't get a correct answer to this question. 20% of us are afraid of what? 20% of us afraid of this, afraid of these, afraid of what? 715-723-2555. We've got some great prizes for you if you could get this correct. 20% of us afraid of what? We have two tickets to see the best Christmas pageant ever, to see that wonderful new film at 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, audience score at 98%. You can see it at Micon Cinemas Chippewa Falls. They also have it playing in Eau Claire. Two tickets to see that movie plus a Best Christmas Pageant Ever t-shirt. If you are the first to get this correct by calling 715-723-2555, 2 in 10 of us, 20% of us afraid of what? 715-723-2555. Is the number to call. Incorrect answer so far. It's not mice, snakes, chickens, dying, spiders, clowns, dentist, birds, or water. 20% of us afraid of what?
723-2555 to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Jeff calling from Thorpe.
Hey, Jeff.
What do you think?
The dark.
The dark. Afraid of the dark.
Could that be it? Not what we're looking for. Thanks.
Good to hear from Cardinal Country. Thanks for the call from Thorpe, Jeff. 715-723-2555.
Jeff was the only caller. So, again, the phone line's wide open here at 10 and a half before 9.
We've heard from Bloomer, Rice Lake, Kennan, Chippewa Falls, Ojibwa, Kadot, Osseo, and now Thorpe. Have we heard from you yet? 715-723-2555 for those movie tickets and the T-shirt from the best Christmas pageant ever.
Yeah, great price and a wonderful movie. And you get two tickets here to get you started and then maybe get some tickets for the rest of the family to go as well.
And get that Mikon Cinemas popcorn as well. Also, they have like the freeze-dried candy, all sorts of, you can get the giant pretzels with the cheese, pizza, all sorts
they
of concessions.
The best giant hot dogs. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hey, Sherry.
What do you think?
I have a feeling people are afraid of being alone.
Afraid of being alone? Okay, sure.
That's 20%
of us are afraid of that.
In this country these days. Could that be it? It's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555. 2 in 10 of us, 20% of us afraid of this, afraid of these, afraid of what?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Melissa from Eau Claire.
Hi, Melissa.
Is it Bridges?
Is it bridges, like driving over them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, right. Especially after Baltimore. Could that be it? Sorry.
Good guess, though. Oh,
okay.
715-723-2555. 20% of us afraid of what?
Mm-hmm. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Try it again. Goodbye. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Mary from Alma Center.
Hi, Mary.
What do you think?
Hi. My guess is... It just left me growing old.
Okay. Aging. 20% of us afraid of that.
You know, this isn't the most encouraging question. I mean, just all these things just piled in.
We probably should play, like, things that I'm afraid of or fear is a liar or something like that, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'll get that queued up from Josh Wilson. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Abby, calling from Fairchild.
Abby, you just have lit up our day, so thank you for calling, regardless of what your answer is.
What do you think, Abby? 20% of us afraid of what? What is it?
Hospitals.
Hospitals, yeah.
Hospitals.
Could that be it? Abby, that is not it, but a good try. Thank you, little friend.
Good to hear from you. 715-723-2555. Somebody has to walk away at some point on Tuesday Trivia or Win It Wednesday with these tickets to see the best Christmas pageant ever, plus a T-shirt.
All right, three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer Altoona.
Jennifer, what do you think?
Bat.
Is it bats?
Oh, that's another great guess, yeah. It's not it, though.
Not what we're looking for. 715-723-2555. Two guesses left on a Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake-Up Show.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jeff from Thorpe again.
All right, Jeff.
Commitment.
Commitment.
Oh, okay, boy, sure. Yeah. See where you're going with that. 20% of us afraid of commitment.
Us guys have a reputation for that, and that's not it. So, all right.
Thank you, Jeff. Good guess. Last
one
guess here.
Last guess. We're going to get a winner today. You're the one if we're going to do it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Roxy from Ojibwa.
Hey, Roxy.
I'm going to guess needles.
Needles.
Like getting a shot.
Well, there's a lot of things to be afraid of, apparently, in this world. And that is one of them for a lot of folks. Is that what we're looking for? It's not. Sorry.
No. So ruminate on this. I guess it's like overnight. Think about all the things that people can be afraid of.
Wow.
Yeah. 20% of us afraid of what? We'll bring it back after 7:15 on Win It Wednesday tomorrow with these great prizes.